Developing coaching skills, track 2, effective joint sales calls. Normally when managers attend a sales call with a sales rep, it is a time of capabilities presentation or the closing presentation. And although attending these meetings can be helpful, they will do very little to help your salespeople in the long run close more business more quickly and at higher margins. It's like a baseball manager managing a baseball team by looking at the box score instead of watching the game. You know the outcome based on the data, but you don't know how it happened. Knowing how things happen is the key to effective coaching. That is what makes observing your people so important. Let's talk about the critical components of effective observed sales calls. First, and this is a given, you need to attend them. Not just the presentation calls, but the qualifying calls as well. What I suggest is that you schedule them and not wait for your salespeople to schedule them with you. Be proactive. Be the one to select what calls you are going on. By the way, you don't always have to tell them that you're going to go, but it will make a better meeting for you, for them, and the prospect. While on the call, there are certainly roles for everyone. That is why you have to do a pre-call meeting. You have to make sure that your salesperson is prepared to conduct the perfect sales meeting. Just because, well, you're not there to do that for them. You're there as support. That is your role, not main character. This means that when you're on the call and your sales professional is making mistakes, you let them. You cannot rescue them and expect them to learn. You've got to take off the training wheels. So what if they're nervous? They shouldn't be just because you're there. Now let me make this clear. Don't let them blow the sale of a lifetime. But then again, don't bail them out and rescue them when they forget to ask critical questions. If you feel you must be compelled to help them, make sure you address the salesperson with the question and not the prospect. As an example, suppose they have forgotten to get clarity on the decision-making process. You must direct that question to your sales rep and not the prospect. It might sound something like, Mary, I must have missed something somewhere in this conversation. What was the decision-making process again? Once the call is over, you conduct your post-call debrief. This isn't the time for you to tell them what you think. This is the time for them to tell you what they think. Your job is to listen. Your job is to take notes. You then compare your observations and their observations. And from that, you put together your insights as to how well the sales professional performed. Depending on the outcome, you schedule a one-on-one session. Review your notes, review their notes, and remember, stay focused. And then if action is required or skills need to be improved, you agree to a specific plan of action and get a commitment to execute.